Ninth parak of Yevamos, Mishnah Dalet. The rule is that a Bas Yisrael cannot eat Shuma. When she's married to a Kohen, she can eat Shuma. A Bas Kohen can eat Shuma. When she's married to Yisrael, she cannot eat Shuma. The Mishnah over here is going to tell us that there are certain situations which she is not fully married to the Kohen, and therefore she cannot eat Shuma yet. Bas Yisrael mureses l'Kohen. She only made the Kedushim to the Kohen. Mubaris mikoin, or the marriage, her husband died and she's only pregnant from the coin, so she doesn't have a child yet. If she would have a child from the coin, she would be able to eat Shuma. Shumas yom l'kohen, she's only pending even from this coin. She cannot eat Shuma because she didn't consummate the marriage. V'chein bas coin liYisrael loytoichol b'Shuma. Also the other way around, bas coin who has this relationship with the Yisrael, since she is partially married to the Yisrael, it's enough of a reason to prohibit her from eating Shuma. In other words, this partial marriage is not enough to give the Bas Yisrael a right to eat Shuma, but it is enough to pass on the Bas Kohen from eating Shuma. Now, the second part of the mission is going to Rabbi Meir's opinion that holds that a non-Levi cannot eat Meiser. We pass on a Yisrael can eat Meiser. According to Rabbi Meir, the same rules we said by the Kohen applies to a Levi, which the mission will now say. Bas Yisrael mureses l'Levi. This Bas Yisrael who's only has Kedushin from a Levi. Muberes mi Levi. She was married to the Levi, he died, and she's only pregnant from the Levi. Shemes Yovim, the Levi, she's pending Yibum to a Levi. V'chein Bas Levi Yisrael. And same thing, the Ram Bas Levi has this type of relationship with Yisrael. Lo'itoichol l'chuma, she will not eat Chuma. Why not? Because, as we said, it's a partial marriage. It's not enough to give the Bas Yisrael the right to eat Meiser. And it is enough to pass on the Bas Levi by the fact that she's partially married to Yisrael from eating Meiser. Bas Levi Mereses L'Koyim. Now we have a case of Bas Levi Mereses L'Koyim. So, Mubaris Mikoyim, Shemeres Yovim L'Koyim. So here, L'Chayra, as far as eating Maiser, Mimonoshach, she should be able to eat Maiser. As far as eating Shuma, she should not be able to eat Shuma since she doesn't have the full marriage. V'chein Bas Koyim L'Levi, L'Seich L'Levi, Shuma L'Levi Maiser, she cannot eat not Shuma, not Maiser. The Gemara over here says, what it means to say is, we're not mechalik to a woman that comes to the Beis HaGronos. The threshing areas where they process the grain, the Kohanim and Levim would come to collect the Chumas and Maises. We would not give to a woman, even if she's a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi, we would not give her Chumas and Maises. This is Gzeira, Mishum Agrusha, Bas Yisrael, that was originally married to a Kohen, and now she got divorced from the Kohen, she cannot eat. In other words, women never have a clear status because you have to know what the marital state is. It doesn't make a difference if she's Israelis or she's a Kohen. Sometimes she can eat the Truma, sometimes she cannot eat. And therefore, they make Xerah never to be Mechalik to them. Once it gets to the household, then she's entitled to eat.